When a very old man speaks to you and his thoughts are all over the place, your immediate thought is perhaps there's something missing, perhaps his mind is going, perhaps there's dementia, Alzheimer's, any of those possibilities. And so when Yaakov Avinu opens up his dialogue with his son Yosef to tell him, please bury me in, not in Egypt, but send me back to Eretz Yisrael, and his thoughts are all over the place, initially one would think, okay, perhaps Yaakov Avinu's mind has slipped a wee bit. The problem is that we have no indication based on anything that Chazal say that Yaakov was not fully capable of knowing what his thoughts were. So why is it that Yaakov first starts off by saying, don't bury me in Egypt? And then he says, and then I want to let you know that I buried your mother on the side of the road. And then he says to him, I'm giving you Shechem Achad Alechecha. You're getting an extra portion that your brothers didn't get. Like, why? Why is he all over the place like that? So I saw a beautiful idea by Rav Shalom Shwadron. Rav Shalom Shwadron says that we know that Yaakov Avinu's mind was completely with it because you watch as he gives the brachos to each of the brothers, and he is so astute and he is so in tune with what they've done throughout their lifetime. There's no question that it's calculated and everybody gets what they're supposed to get. So what is going on here that he says to him, I want you to know that your mother was buried on the side of the road and you get Shechem Achad Alechecha? Says Rav Shalom Shwadron something unbelievably beautiful. He says, you know what? Reuven was upset that his mother was disrespected. Reuven was frustrated with some of the things that happened to his mother. And what does he do? Obviously, the apex of that is when he takes the bed or whatever happens with Bilha and he reverses it to avenge his mother's honor. Yosef HaTzadik was in the exact same boat. His mother was the most beloved wife. She gets buried on the side of the road. Hebron was just a stone's throw from there. They could have made it. And yet Yaakov chooses to bury her eternally on the side of a road. It doesn't make any sense. And yet, Yosef, there's no indication that he harbors any ill will towards his father. In fact, he seems to continue to devote himself. He seems to have such a love and a passion for his father. What Yaakov is telling him is, do you know what it takes to be the Bechor? Do you know what it takes to be the leader? You have to be bigger than all of those things. When something happens that you feel is a personal affront to your honor, you're able to move past it. You're able to ignore it. You're able to say it's not such a big deal. That's the greatness of Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik was able to say, I get it. And so when he is given this big mission by his father, there is no question about his loyalties. And his father explains to him, not as a justification, not as a, oh, I never explained this to you, but to say to him, the reason why you're being rewarded the way you're being rewarded, the reason why you're going to be the Bechor, you're going to get the double portion in the land of Israel, is because you are in fact worthy of being the Bechor. You have this unbelievable gift, this gift to look these things the other way, not to be upset by it, not to take it personally. That is truly what makes a person worthy of being the leader, of being the Bechor. Have a great day.